Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Krisis, Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. The Mishnah continues the previous Mishnah, which tells us that when you're chayev karis bezadon, except you're chayev for doing the shogeg, you would bring a chatas, which happens to parallel what we were learning in the Daf Yomi at this time in Masechta Shabbos. And if you're not sure what you did, you bring an asham talui, and that's what the Mishnah says here. Al ilu chayavim als donam karis v'ashigigasam chatas v'al ohodesh alahem asham talui. In all of the cases that we mentioned before, you would bring, if you did it on purpose, you'd get karis. If you did it inadvertently, chatas. If you don't know if you did or didn't, you'd bring an asham tali, except for chutz min hametame mikdash ukdashav shehu ba'ola biyorid. If a person is metame, you're not sure if you went into the mikdash b'shogig tame, or if you ate kachim tame, so then you don't bring an asham talui, but rather you bring a karban ola v'yorid, where it depends on your financial situation, and you don't bring an asham talui on a safik chait, unless you know that you would bring a chatas fully, divir meir. That's your meir's position. V'chachamim omrim afa megadef, the chachamim add in that you also would not do that for one who blasphemes God. Sh'nemar Torah chas yelachem, lo'osa b'shkaga, yatsa megadef, sh'ena osa b'maisa. If a megadef goes ahead and he proceeds, he's not doing an activity. The point the Mishnah is trying to teach us is, when you do things be'amira, that's not called doing a maisa. Speaking is not called an action. And so therefore, it's not osa b'shkaga, so there you would not have a shogig situation where you would be chayev achatas. And so therefore, you also would not be able to bring an asham talui if you're not sure if you cursed or not. There are certain times where we talk about a yolada. Sometimes she brings a karban for giving birth, and the karban gets eaten. And there are certain times where it doesn't get eaten. And there are also certain times where they can't bring the karban at all. The following people bring a karban, the women when they give birth, and the karban is accepted. And so what is that? Hamapels come in behem achayvof if she passed a fetus, unfortunately, as part of a miscarriage, and it already starts to look like an animal, a wild or domesticated, or it looks like a bird. Divir Rameir. Rameir says even though she passed, the language is that it started to form. So that's called a birth. When a woman gives birth, she brings a carbon. That's her mayor's position. It can't be so underdeveloped that she can't tell whether it has a human form or an animal form. So therefore, until it has a human form, and then she would bring a carbon. Hamapeles sandal, right? If it's so small that it looks like a sole of a shoe, oh shilya, or she just passes a placenta, right? So in such a situation, ushvir merukam, or she passes something that looks just like a piece of skin that looks like it's it has a tzura of an ubar, vayotzi mechutach, or it comes out in pieces, or v'chein shivcha sheipila, mevia karban v'nechal, even if she's a shivcha, keninus, who doesn't have full obligations of being a Jew in any of these situations, so those women would also bring the karban, and it would be consumed. So what the Mishnah is coming to teach us is that when we talk about a shivcha, even by mitzvahs where men and women are different, right? So they still, notwithstanding, the female shivachos are also included in the mitzvah. And so since a woman who would miscarry would bring a karban, so the shivcha in this situation who miscarries also has an obligation to bring a karban as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day.